This Friday, the U.S. Attorney's Office will host a first-of-its-kind prescription drug summit. WBFO's Eileen Buckley says it is an effort to educate the public about the growing problem of prescription drug abuse that has now reached epidemic proportions in this region.
A Buffalo family is trying to recover and heal from the devastation that occurred in their home this past June related to prescription drug abuse.
Michael committed suicide on June 4th in our home while my wife and I were less than 20 feet away from him. These events that morning have changed my life forever.
59-year-old Avi Israel blames his son's death on a mix of prescription drugs he was taking to treat a severe case of Crohn's disease. The medicines were prescribed by various doctors.
Michael had a medically and socially sanctioned addiction. Michael was prescribed opioid and psychotropic drugs without any kind of supervision or control. Nor was he or us, his parents, ever informed of the severe consequences of a long-term use of those drugs.
Israel urges that physicians and pharmacies work together to cross-reference and safeguard the amounts and types of medications patients are taking. Meanwhile, out on the streets, Buffalo DEA agent in charge, Del Kasperzak, says drug dealers are using similar types of pain relievers to sell to abusers.
What they're telling us at the DEA is more than half of their undercover buys right now are for prescription drugs. Oxycontin, Lorotabs, Opana, fentanyl. More than half are for prescription drugs.
This Friday's seminar is dubbed a call to action. It will feature a multidisciplinary discussion to focus on the prescription drug abuse epidemic. It will include addiction treatment centers and two pharmacy schools from UB and Uville. The day-long event takes place at UB's Center for the Arts. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.